It's always exciting facing the team in the division. You know, I know personally for me, I'm not a big fan of Houston and the O-line and the scheme they run, so it's always exciting for me to go against them. And, you know, I hold it to heart and I play my hardest.
The cut blocks, the biggest reason why.
Yeah, because I think that's just all the way illegal. I don't like the cut block. You know, I don't think cut blocks should be taken out of the game, but the way that they do it, you know, it shouldn't be acceptable, and they know it, and they get away with it. So I know a lot of teams don't like it. So it's just something you got to deal with, and I really look forward to it.
Okay. Stopping the run is always important because it kind of eliminates their ability to do the bootlegs and all that. Just talk about that focus and what's the biggest key in the shit right now.
The biggest key to shutting that run down for our defense is everybody staying on their feet, a lot of guys standing in that gap, and everybody just doing, you know, their responsibility. If we let the run game get going, then we know we'll have a tough time with defending the run, and we also know they have the boots off of it. So that can get out of hand, you know, very fast if we allow that. So, you know, it's going to be like last game. We came out and I think we stuffed the run. We did pretty good against it. Hopefully we can hold up doing it again with our front seven.
A lot of sacks on Sunday this past week. Just talk about the pressure the D-line was able to get, and then the other pass rushers too, and how that's coming together.
The sacks this past week was great. You know, when the blitz was called, we executed it. When our linebackers were asked to, you know, give us a look to make our offense do a certain thing, they did it, and our D-line got to the quarterback. I mean, when guys was asked to blitz, they got to the quarterback also. So that was big. You know, that was key in our defense gelling together, coming together. But, you know, I mean, we still didn't come up with the win. So that was tough. But just knowing that we can call up the blitzes and we can get the job done, that was big for our team.
And then get the positive play early with the tip that Verner winds up corralling for the interception. Just is that something you guys are all looking more to do too? Get the hands up when you can.
That's something that's always in the back of a D lineman head. You know, I know the first play I jumped outside, so I knew I had to do something to make up. And you know, I just so happened to get my hands, because I knew I wasn't gonna make it to the quarterback. I just so happened to get my hands up and get the tip, and Verner came down with it. So that's big. You know, we got the saying that all tips and overthrows, we're supposed to make plays on it. And we did on that one. So that was key. That's something that, you know, all coaches preach. You know, if you're not going to get that, get your hands up. And I did it, and it paid off.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.